This is episode 2513 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day five of our series this week. This week, you are being guided in meditations to help you manage difficult emotions. Each day this week, you've been guided in a particular kind of emotional distress. You discovered how to feel safer, how to manage toxic relationships, how to manage work-related stress or feeling like you have no purpose in life. You've also been guided how to manage anxiety. These are some of the top stressors we all experience, and they came by request from you and your fellow meditators. These are the most highly requested topics and themes as you meditate. So in today's episode, you are going to be guided in another difficult emotion that arises when you experience stress in regards to your health and wellness. And we all can relate to this as we endure yet another year of the pandemic. So in today's meditation, you're going to be guided to manage stress by using positive self-thought tools. This is an important tool. This helps you to switch from negative thoughts to positive thoughts, not in a way that is masking your true emotions. It's in a way that allows you to grasp the positive aspect of any situation, or at least to be open to a positive outcome. This is a go-to technique for people who are successful in any endeavor they choose. And it's also noted in many scientific studies that people who are sick or injured or enduring some disease or illness recover faster when they are able to transition from fear, doubt, and negativity to more hopeful, encouraging thoughts. And this doesn't mean that suddenly they stopped having negative thoughts. The negative thoughts are there, but they're able to transition from a state of negativity to one of looking at the brighter side of life. And this is what helps you to heal better and faster. If you know someone out there who's particularly fearful of getting sick, or perhaps they are sick and they're feeling like there's no hope for them, I hope you'll share this episode and this technique, because it's a simple technique that you can do. And you'll find that most things in life that you do that give you amazing results are pretty simple. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, pause and reflect on some part of your body that is perhaps suffering or injured, or maybe you're in pain, or maybe you are sick physically. You could also think of someone else who needs some physical healing. Reflect on where you feel your pain and discomfort, or if you're sending positive healing energy to someone else, visualize their area of pain and send them positive healing energy. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, with your eyes gently elevated upwards, begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Notice each inhale and feel as though you're drawing in nurturing, healing air throughout your body, oxygenating your body cells with vitality. As you exhale, release your breath and release tension. Mentally affirm, in stillness, I touch my inner peace. Notice where you hold peace within yourself and deepen this peace. As you visualize your body and your health and wellness, think about something that brings you down, a particular thought. Maybe you feel you're out of shape, or maybe you're sick and you're worried that you won't heal very well. Think of a true statement you could repeat, such as, I know I'm feeling discouraged now, but I'm going to do my best to heal. Maybe you feel alone and helpless. Empower yourself by affirming, I can reach out and get help if I really need it. There are many people who can help me. Reflect on the thoughts that hold you back in regard to your health and vitality. Maybe you're fatigued. Mentally affirm that you can rest and recover as much as you need to while still taking small steps to get done those things that are important to you in your life. Listen to what you need most right now. Honor your doubts and your fears, and lift yourself up from them. Latch on to your strength. Empower yourself. Continue meditating for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.